Thank you, brother. How's everybody doing?
Everybody excited to be here today?
Amen. Everybody watching out from home, you excited to be in church with us today? Amen. Because we're excited to have every one of you here. Amen. As Matt said, we're in the middle of celebrating freedom right now. Partially for us becoming a country and being able to stand up here and tell you about Jesus. But more importantly, freedom from sin. Amen. Freedom from death. Freedom from the lies that Satan is telling every one of us right now. Amen. We got a way home. Amen. So that's your title today. Celebrating freedom with Jesus. We're going to be in about four different scriptures, so we'll get into them here in a minute. First one is going to be the book of Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 to 14. I'll go ahead and read that one real fast. Galatians 5, 13 to 14, the NIV version says it this way. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be what? Called to be who? Called to be free, amen? But do not use your freedom to indulge your flesh. Rather serve one another humbly.
How?
Serve one another humbly in love. Amen. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. We hear that one over and over and over again, don't we? Sometimes we might need to get a new grasp on it to truly and freely have the freedom to live in that. Amen. So we're going to talk to here today about the spirit of celebration as we commemorate our 4th of July week as we're going through right now. Amen. It's a day that truly holds great significance for our nation, doesn't it? On this day, we reflect upon the blessings and the freedom and independence that we enjoy as citizens of the United States. How many of y'all know some other countries don't have that freedom? They don't have the freedoms that we do here in the U.S. They don't have the freedoms that our founding fathers fought for. They don't have the freedom that our Constitution and the Declaration of Independence made for us. Amen? And one of the big freedoms that some countries don't have, and some government part of them, as some of the countries will tell you they do, but one of the big freedoms that we have here that a bunch of other countries are stifled in, amen, is being able to gather in the house of the Lord. Being able to worship our God that loved us so much that He put us here on this earth. He forbear us being here in the U.S. living today in 2024. Amen. So we celebrate that. Celebrate the blessings of those freedoms and the independence that we enjoy here in the U.S. As we join through the festivities, let us also turn our hearts toward our God, to His Word, and discover the true meaning of freedom and the true meaning of our responsibility as Christians to live purposefully, I'll get that word in there, in light of that freedom. Amen. So I give you that scripture again. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love, for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. Guys, understanding true freedom, as we rejoice in the freedom that we possess as Christians, as citizens in our great nation, let us remember that true freedom, true freedom in itself, extends beyond any political or societal constructs. Our faith reminds us that freedom finds its ultimate source in one place. One place, guys. Y'all know where that is? God. The ultimate source of freedom is God. Amen. Through His grace, through His mercy, through His love, we are liberated from the bondage of sin. We are liberated from the bondage of death. Amen. We're liberated from the bondage
of Satan.
And we have eternal separation from him. We're liberated from that. From having that eternal separation. Because of God's grace. Because of his love and his mercy. Amen. This passage, I'll get that word out here in a second. This passage from Galatians highlights the purpose of our freedom. The true purpose of it, right? We're not to use it as an excuse for self-indulgence, but rather as an opportunity for each one of us to serve one another humbly in love. Amen. Not boastful, but humbly in love. It is in loving and serving our neighbors that we find true fulfillment and demonstrate the transformative power of Christ that he has in our lives. We have some responsibilities to that freedom, don't we? While our nation provides us with various rights and privileges, we must recognize that with freedom comes responsibility. Amen. As Christians, we have a calling to live purposefully and responsibly. Not just for our own benefit, amen, but for the betterment of the society as a whole. The betterment of everybody living around us, amen. The betterment of our families, betterment of our workplace, the betterment of our church, amen. The betterment of our schools if we're still going to school. Amen. And your second scripture comes from 1 Peter 2:16. 1 Peter 2:16 NIV version says, "Live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil." Evil. Live as God's slaves. We should live as God's slaves. Amen. God loves us enough. But what exactly does that mean? What does that look like? What's living as God's slaves look like? Paradoxically, true freedom is found in surrendering ourselves to God and becoming his obedient servant. We're called to use our freedom responsibly. To reject evil and living in accordance with God's word and will. Amen. By submitting to his will and not ours or Satan's will, we experience a little deeper level of freedom, don't we? That goes beyond temporal circumstances. Amen. In honoring God through our actions, we become beacons of light in this world and hope, showcasing the transformative power of the gospel to the world that is in desperate need of salvation. Amen. As we celebrate Independence Day, let us remember that our ultimate allegiance lies not only here with our nation, amen, but also with our Heavenly Father. Through His love, His mercy, and His grace, we have been set free from sin and granted the purpose of life. Let us use our freedom wisely and responsibly, living as obedient servants of God and selflessly serving our neighbors. Because truly, we do and can celebrate. Amen. So that's what we're looking at to do. To gather, to worship, and reflect. And join our fellow citizens in celebrating this freedom and Independence Day. And freedom in our lives. Amen. How many of y'all have an Independence Day in your lives? Amen. This day commemorates the birth of our nation and the freedoms that we cherish. It's a time of joy. It's a time of pride. It's a time of reflection on the values that define us as people. As Christians, it also offers us the opportunity to delve deeper It gives us the opportunity to delve deeper into the concept of freedom from a spiritual perspective, don't it? What does true freedom mean for us as followers of Christ? How can we celebrate this freedom in our daily lives? Amen. The first thing we have to look at is the gift of freedom that God gives us. Our nation's founders envisioned a land where liberty and justice were prevailed, didn't they? They fought for it. They fought for the right to govern themselves, free from tyranny, free from oppression. The struggle for independence reminds us of a greater struggle and a greater freedom. And that is the freedom that we have in Christ. Galatians 5:1 tells us, it's not for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Because we do truly have freedom in Christ. True freedom is not merely an absence of external constraints, is it? It's a liberation of our soul. It's a release from the bondage of sin and death. Jesus Christ, through His death and His life and His resurrection, has freed each one of us from the power of sin. Romans 6:22 says, "But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life." This spiritual freedom transforms our hearts and our minds in enabling us to live a way that honors God and others. Because we can truly live out in freedom. As we celebrate this time of the year, let us not only celebrate our political freedoms, but also commit ourselves to living out the freedom that we have in Christ. And that means this. Number one, we got to embrace love and service. Again, Galatians 5:13 urges us, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But do not to use this freedom to indulge your flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love." Our freedom in Christ calls us to love and serve each other and others, reflecting the love of God in all of our interactions. Amen? The second thing is this. We have to be pursuing righteousness. True freedom involves a commitment to righteousness. 1 Peter 2:16 again advises, "Live as free people, but do not use your freedom to cover up for evil. Live as God saves." Each one of our actions, guys, should align with God's will. Not the world, not Satan. Amen? But God's will. Striving for holiness in our lives. And justice in everything that we do. And the third thing is this. We can be spreading the message of freedom. Just as our founders of our nation shared the vision of liberty, we're called to share the good news, aren't we? The good news of Christ's freedom, the love, the mercy, and the grace that we get free by accepting that relationship with God. Amen? Let us be bold in proclaiming that gospel, bringing hope and liberation to those that are still in bondage. As we celebrate this Independence Day week, let us remember the greater freedom that we have in Christ. The freedom that is a free, precious gift. One that calls us to love. One that calls us to righteousness. And one that calls us to service. Amen. Let us celebrate today by mark, not just by fireworks and festivities, but also by a renewed commitment to each one of us living out our freedom that we've been given. May we honor God in all we do, in everything, in every day that we're here. May we reflect His love and His grace in our lives. We thank You for the freedom that You give us, God, in this nation. More importantly, we thank You for the freedom that You give us through Christ. I ask that You help us live as free people, serving others in love and pursuing righteousness.
May our lives
each be a testament to your grace and mercy. May you get all glory, honor, and praise, Jesus. May we celebrate that freedom, the marked by gratitude for God's abundant blessing in each one of our lives, and a renewed commitment to live out our faith with passion and purpose. May we display the love of Christ in our lives. May our nation be transformed by His grace. And may the world witness the power of true freedom in action. God's love and mercy. As we come for a final song, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, I thank you for getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Allowing your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the blessing in your message, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your word spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity right now, Lord, as we celebrate the nation's freedom, Lord. For us to get a little bit closer to you, Lord. Get a little bit more holiness in us, Lord, as we truly celebrate what it truly means to be free from death, hell, and damnation, Lord. Lord, to be truly free from the grave by your mercy, your grace, and your love, Lord. Lord, we thank you for sending Jesus to die for us, Lord, to resurrect for us, Jesus. Lord, we ask you just this week, Lord, you put somebody in front of us, Lord, that we could truly tell about your awesome love, Lord, your mercy, your grace, Lord, that they would see the difference in our lives, Lord, that we would be walking your freedom out through our lives, Lord, and they would want to know what makes us different than everybody else, Lord. Lord, may you give us the courage to tell them, Lord, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for each and everything that you do. In your name I pray. Everybody say it.